South Africa is in the grip of a worsening energy crisis, marked by frequent and prolonged blackouts known as load shedding. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The crisis stems from a mix of aging infrastructure, chronic mismanagement at the state utility Eskom, and a widening gap between electricity supply and growing demand. These rolling outages have disrupted daily life, hurt businesses, and dealt a heavy blow to an already struggling economy. As frustration mounts, there are growing calls for urgent and lasting reforms to stabilize the grid and secure the country's energy future. Mark Moodley, installing a home solar system wasn't just a financial decision, it was a matter of life and death. His 81-year-old mother, recovering at home in Benoni after spending 3 weeks in intensive care, depends on an oxygen concentrator to breathe. But South Africa's unreliable electricity supply made that life-saving device a daily gamble. "There were days we'd go without power for 6 hours," Moodley said. "I had to hook her oxygen tank to a car battery, but it wouldn't last. Sometimes we had to rush her to hospital. It was terrifying." Doctors had warned the family she might not have long to live. But since installing a domestic solar system, the difference has been profound. "It's been a lifesaver," Moodley says, voice trembling. "Now I can sleep at night, knowing she'll have power no matter what." South Africa has suffered nearly 15 years of rolling blackouts, known as load shedding, due to its overstretched and coal-reliant grid. While some improvements have been made, outages persist, turning reliable electricity into a luxury. The crisis has not only endangered vulnerable people but also undermined the economy and triggered job losses. In response, the government has eased restrictions on small-scale solar and introduced tax incentives. Wealthier households and businesses have begun investing heavily in off-grid solutions, with solar installations costing between $14,000 and $19,600, as South Africa pushes for more renewable energy investment to reduce its 80% dependency on coal. Stories like Moodley's reveal how clean energy can offer more than sustainability, it can offer survival. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.